That applause was not for Javier Morales. That came after a Spanish-speaking reporter voiced his frustration, saying Real Salt Lake should have done more to keep Morales on the team. But Morales wanted to make it clear he was not going to bash the club.
RSL is my home, even if you're leaving now. But after 10 years playing for this team, I believe that I had to be honest with the fans.
The rumors were that it was his decision to leave, but Morales says it was the team that informed him they would not be picking up his option for next year. He also says the team did not offer him a smaller contract or a different role, which surprised him, and that no one from the team contacted his agent until after he announced he would hold a press conference, nearly a week after he tweeted his goodbye to the fans. Morales adds he was not sure if it was worth it to stay in Salt Lake for 10 years, but then he got a massive showing of support from fans.
I never expect something like that. Never. And that's it when everything changed, you know? And that question in my mind disappeared.
He did see some writing on the wall, though. Morales says his contract stated if he started 24 regular season games, his option would be picked up guaranteed. However,
the game before Seattle, that was the last game of the season that we fighting for a spot in the playoff, I didn't play that game.
Why?
Do you know how many games I played before that?
23.
RSL General Manager Craig Weibel says they don't have anyone currently on the roster that can see the field or play the way Morales can. And he acknowledges the team would be not nearly what it is now without Morales.
This is a guy who deserves every bit of support that we have to offer him and every ounce of enjoyment that he's given us.
As for Morales' future, he says it's too early to know where he'll go. And he also says Utah is home to him.
Thank you very much.
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.